Many people believe marijuana is perfectly safe to use as medicine. But is it? Dr. Andrew Rosenstein is chief of the Enterology Division at University of Maryland St. Joseph Medical Center. He says marijuana can become contaminated, just like spinach.
Well, you can identify with spinach because it's a leafy green vegetable that a lot of people eat. And what is cannabis? It's a leafy green. And the spinach gets called back because it can't contaminate with salmonella or E. coli or that kind of thing, bacteria that can make you sick. Kind of bacteria that give you diarrhea, abdominal pain, food poisoning like symptoms. Well, unfortunately, the same thing can happen with cannabis. Cannabis is a leafy green, and it's handled by human beings who may not wash their hands.
Dr. Rosenstein is also head of Steep Hill, Maryland, a cannabis testing laboratory.
An immune-compromised patient who's in the middle of a chemotherapy regimen has an immune system that doesn't work very well. So if you or I were to get E. coli or salmonella, chances are that we will get pretty sick, but we'll live through it. But if a patient using cannabis gets E. coli or salmonella, that patient may get so sick that they may not live through it if their immune system is compromised.
He says testing is essential to keep patients safe.
Those patients are vulnerable. They're immune compromised. They're very sick. So if they get something that they don't expect or contaminated cannabis or, for example, cannabis is tainted with another drug, then the consequences can be deadly for those patients.
Dr. Rosenstein is just one of the industry experts speaking at the 2017 World Medical Marijuana Business Conference and Expo, April 21st and 22nd at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center in Pittsburgh. Visit CompassionateCertificationCenters.com for more information.